Here we go. It's episode 11 of the Nash Country Cooks podcast. Welcome. Hey, welcome to the Nash Country Cooks podcast. My name is Bill West with Nash FM 96.9 out in Charleston, South Carolina. And today, talking to, we got a show in town coming in a couple weeks. Tracy Lawrence made a quick phone call and he does have a connection to country cooking. In fact, he raised $63,000 with a turkey fry just last year alone for the Nashville Rescue Mission. He does it every year, has done it with a bunch of celebrity friends, and it is just one of the things that got him the trophy for Philanthropist of the Year at Nashville's National Philanthropy Day. Multi-platinum CMA ACM award-winning recording artist and host of the nationally syndicated radio show Honky Tonkin' with Tracy Lawrence, deemed Philanthropist of the Year. Congratulations to him. Just happened back in March, and we will talk to him a little bit about it, as well as the turkey fry, on today's podcast. Before we get into that, a little bit about me. I got a brand new book out called The Barbecue Blueprint. You can see it at my website, barbecuetricks.com. Spell that any way you want. You can get right to it. Even got a little freebie book available for you right now. You want to get it, just jump to the website and follow the links. Super easy. Without further ado, so good. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress. That wasn't even a number one. That was number four back in 2003. But I know people love that. If you could paint me a Birmingham. So good. All the hits. Tracy Lawrence, you remember Time Marches On?
Hank Williams sings for Elijah and dear John. And time marches on. Time marches on. And I never saw you dance with your feet off the ground. But I see it now.
Good morning, Bill. Tracy Lawrence. How are you, bud?
Hello, sir.
How's the world treating you?
It's doing great. Where are you, up in Nashville today, or are you running?
I am. I'm at home. I've actually just got home from a West Coast run, so just trying to get settled back in. Been gone for a couple of weeks, so good to sleep in my own bed again.
What's a day like that? What's a normal at-home day like for Tracy Lawrence?
Oh, you know, it varies, you know, depending on what honeydews my wife has for me. I cook a lot. I do most of the grocery shopping here, so I try to take care of the family. My daughters are on a competition dance team, so they're pretty active, and we homeschool our children, so there's usually a lot of activity around the house.
Interesting. Yeah, we're getting into the world of homeschooling ourselves here in South Carolina, so I'm wondering what that adventure is going to lead to.
You know, we're going into our fifth year, and it's been really good for us, especially with my schedule and the way that the competition dance team with the kids go. It gives me a lot more time with my kids because, you know, I'm typically gone on the weekends when most dads have time with their children. So I get weekday mornings with my kids, which is usually pretty good for me.
Now, you say you cook. Do you cook a lot?
I do cook a lot. I'm chief cook and bottle washer here at the house.
Okay, so let me ask you a foodie question. What's your specialty?
You know, I have a lot of different specialties. I do a lot of stuff on the grill, but I make pretty good chicken dumplings. I make good homemade pizza. I make pretty good spaghetti. Great chicken parmesan with homemade sauce. Some fried foods. We don't cook as much fried foods as we used to. We do a lot more grilled stuff and a lot more healthy options these days. A lot of grilled vegetables and stuff, but I have a pretty wide variety of stuff that I cook.
Well, I've known for a long time about the turkey fry, so I'm going to get listeners up to speed. what is it called? Operation?
Mission Possible, the Mission Possible Turkey Fry. Instead of Mission Impossible, it's the Mission Possible Turkey Fry.
Well, and I've been following this a bunch, and it's gotten so big. And was this a big thing of you getting the award for the National Philanthropy Day?
It was, and I was very thrilled to receive that. That was a really nice accolade, and great to be acknowledged by the community for that. This event has really taken a life of its own. I have to share the credit with so many other people that have been involved with it over the years, because it really started out from such a simple beginning from me and a few guys from my local church that wanted to do something to help the community, to growing into this big, extremely unique event that has become very synonymous with the National Rescue Mission here in town, and really helps drive a lot of awareness to the local problem. And we have aspirations of helping this thing grow to a national level. I mean, we have a tremendous homeless population around the United States, and, you know, and one of the wealthiest countries in the entire world. That's really, it's hard to fathom that we have so many people that are below the poverty line and living on the streets.
How did the whole idea come about?
You know, I was cooking turkeys Thanksgiving morning for people on the street that I live on and folks from the church, and just thought it would be a nice thing to do to share something that me and a few friends enjoyed doing for our neighbors and do it on a little bit larger scale. And we had talked to the rescue mission about cooking turkeys in the parking lot the week of Thanksgiving. And from there, I think we did just a few turkeys the first year with a handful of people and some borrowed propane tanks and everybody bringing their own supplies. And then the next year, we picked up a few sponsors and got new fryers and got a propane company involved. And then it's grown from there. And, you know, we do 500 to 600 turkeys every year, and have this huge event out in the parking lot of the rescue mission. So I had no idea it was going to grow into this thing that it has.
Well, okay, so we got Thanksgiving up in a little bit. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but any any pointers or safety tips on frying a turkey?
You know, a lot of people don't realize you really need to make sure that your turkeys are thawed out. If you get your oil up real hot and drop a frozen turkey in, it will absolutely explode. And, you know, that's what catches people's houses on fire. And really, don't cook on your deck. You need to move it away from the house. You're dealing with an open flame and hot oil. So you need to really read your instruction guides on your fryers and everything. It'll walk you through the whole thing. Be very cautious about what you do. Anytime you're cooking with, you know, flammable oil and open flame, there's always a danger there. So you really want to be cautious.
Here's an idea. We like to, where in my hood here, we like to smoke them for a couple hours and then fry. So you got a smoke fried turkey.
Really? That sounds wonderful.
That's a little bit more labor intensive, though, especially if you're doing 50 or 60 like you guys do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we do 500 to 600 down at the rescue mission. So we move through a large volume of them.
Well, let me rewind. Congratulations. You were deemed Philanthropist of the Year at the National Philanthropy Day, and it's in part because of that. But, I mean, you do all sorts of different things for the communities all over the country, so we appreciate that for sure.
Thank you.
What are we looking forward to at Rocks Pond in Utahville for the show? You've got so many big songs. I was looking back over the list, and I'm like, oh, I forgot about that one, forgot about that. And now we're playing more and more of your all-time favorites and some icon stuff on the radio. Do you get to all of them?
You know, 90% of them. There are a few things that I don't get to with time limits on the show contracts that we deal with. But I get to the bulk of them, and, you know, I'll change things in and out. You know, the band pretty much has all of the hit material worked up, and I'll move things in and out. You know, so the show is not the exact same every night from night to night. But I also try to work in a couple of songs from people that influenced me, you know, and I think you'll love the band. One of the things that I'm the most proud of, you know, country music has changed a lot in the last several years. And with the technology, a lot of people are playing tracks along with what they're playing and canned background vocals and stuff. Everything you hear coming out of the PA is going to be played by the guys that are standing on that stage. There's no computer tracks. No, everything that you hear coming out of the mains will be played by the six guys that are standing on that stage. I'm very proud of that. That's the kind of music that I like to go watch. I want to see people actually play and do the craft of making music live. I think it takes something away from it when you have all the computer generated stuff. So for the traditional fans out there, we're going to play all those hits from the 90s all the way through Paint Me a Birmingham and Friends. And I think y'all will have a good time. We've got a really good band, really tight, well-oiled machine, and we have a good time doing what we do.
Are you going to rap?
Not going to rap. No, I'm not going to rap.
No, I have all these songs. I keep looking at the list of the number ones and stuff, and I'm like, is there one that's considered a career song? Or let me rephrase this. What's your favorite song that you're most proud of?
Oh, you know, different ones for different reasons. I love singing I See It Now every night. It's one of my favorites to perform. But, you know, Sticks and Stones was the first one. You know, I'm very partial to it. I wouldn't have the career I have without that one. I think Time Marches On was a huge career song. Alibis was a huge career song. And Birmingham was a huge career song. I've been blessed with several of them scattered through my career. You know, a lot of number one records and some big corner pieces of my career.
When was Find Out Who Your Friends Are was 2006, right?
Yes, and that was another really, really big song.
So, I mean, I heard some rumors that you're working on a collaborative type project. Is that going to be coming out soon?
Probably after the first of the year. We're scheduled to go in the studio to start working on it in September. So, looking forward to get back in the studio.
Well, we look forward to it. We're going to Rocks Pond, Utahville, coming up on the 27th. Tracy Lawrence, we got all the details on our website right now. In fact, you go and you like us on Facebook, got another bonus chance to win some tickets. You are at The Real Tracy Lawrence on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Do you tweet and do a lot of social?
We do a lot of socials, absolutely.
And I also understand you do a radio show.
I do. I'm actually taping my radio show today called Honky Talking with Tracy Lawrence, and you can go to my website, TracyLawrence.com, and it will give you a list of all of the radio stations around the country that air my show. I think we're in 52 individual markets around the country, and we're also carried by WSMAM through 30-something states around the United States. And it airs, depending on the market, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday in these individual markets. So it'll give you a list of all the places you can find me.
And you do? Are you doing that out of the Big D and Bubba studios there?
I am.
I see
that
they're old friends of mine as well. So say hello to them for us. All right, some quick, I'm going to call these rapid fire, some more food questions since I got a couple more minutes, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You've traveled everywhere. Where's the best barbecue out there?
Oh, you know, I still love Texas barbecue. It's hard to beat Texas.
And you're originally a Texan, right?
Yes.
Favorite hot dog joint across the country?
I can't say that I really have one. I eat a lot of hot dogs at golf courses when I play, and that's about the only time that I will eat a hot dog unless I'm at home. So probably a golf course.
A little fancier. How do you like your steak?
Medium rare.
All right, and you do some cooking. Got a favorite cookbook or like a celebrity chef?
No, not really. It's a variety of different things. I cook all the different kinds of stuff, from Cajun to Italian to everything, so I don't really have a favorite cookbook or anything that I go to. I'll create some things on my own, but Pinterest is a good place to go if you need stuff.
There you go. Tracy Lawrence, thank you very much. Cannot wait to hear all the songs, all the music, and relive some of the memories coming up. Rocks Pond, Utahville, August 27th, and find Tracy at The Real Tracy Lawrence on Facebook, and Twitter is?
Just TracyLawrence@twitter.com.
Thanks, sir, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
There you go. Man, I'm just a fan. Tracy Lawrence, so many big songs. Man, back, early 90s, that string of number ones that guy had was like Jason Aldean today, just number one after number one. That is Tracy Lawrence, and doing a lot of good work too with the radio show and the Turkey Fry. Cool to have him on. Done for me here. If you do get some time, if you like talking country music and you like talking country food, make sure you go and subscribe to the podcast either on Audio Boom or on iTunes and give us a little rating and comment of support. It really helps spread the word on iTunes and the search engines and things like that. You want to find out more about me, barbecuetricks.com. In fact, I got that freebie book. If you like sauces and sides, I've got like all the barbecue sauces, the regional sauces, recipes for them, and some cool sides, different barbecue related stuff in the free book. Worth grabbing. No strings attached at barbecuetricks.com. All right, done for me. I'm going to leave you with a quote today from Robert Redford, who once said, quote, "Health food may be good for the conscience, but Oreos taste a hell of a lot better."